Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Smoke from the Happy Camp complex of fires continues to be a concern for communities along the coast. The wildfire has now consumed more than 103,000 acres, and containment is listed at 30%. The fire is the largest of more than 1,200 wildfires burning across the state, and the focus of fire commanders is to keep the fire away from local populated areas. More than 2,500 personnel are assigned to the fires, which are burning in rugged, steep terrain in the Klamath National Forest. Low winds and fire activity led to a degradation of air quality in the fire area as smoke settled into the valleys and forest area closures remain in effect. In honor of the hundreds of police officers and firefighters who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, following the attack on the World Trade Center, the Eureka Police Department and the Humble Bay Fire Department will host a bell-ringing ceremony. The ceremony will be held at fire headquarters at noon on Thursday, and the bells will be ringing for the 343 firefighters, 60 police officers, and two paramedics who were lost during rescue attempts in that morning. The attack took the lives of 2,996 people in the towers. Arcata police, responding to numerous complaints from neighbors about suspected drug activities, served search warrants at two properties on Tuesday. One warrant was served at a residence on Hilfiker Lane and another on Cropley Way. Police confiscated a stolen firearm, drug paraphernalia, and growing opium poppies at the locations. Officers arrested six people on various charges. 55-year-old John Goodrich, 26-year-old Casey Goodrich, 28-year-old Shane Goodrich, 20-year-old Nicole Thorpe, 36-year-old Robbie Simpson, and 38-year-old Travis Waring. All six were booked into county jail for drug and probation violations. Sheriff Mike Downey announced on Tuesday that a change to the scheduling for patrol deputies has allowed for an increased law enforcement presence in underserved areas of southern Humboldt County. The new plan allows for increased patrols by combining 10- and 12-hour shifts into a compressed schedule that allows deputies to continue to patrol dedicated areas, but also to patrol and address issues in areas that need an increased law enforcement presence. On August 17th, the scheduling allowed for a combined effort between deputies, Fish and Wildlife, and Health and Human Services personnel to focus on the homeless encampments, vagrancy, and illegal camping in and around Garberville. Deputies issued citations and numerous warnings. Health and Human Services provided information for support services, and the violators were notified that further action will be taken if violations of city and county codes continue. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Kiwanis Club of Willow Creek has awarded two college scholarships to local students. The club announced they've awarded Crystal Brainer, a Willow Creek resident and graduate of Trinity High School, and Joey Malarkey of Hoopah, a graduate of Hoopah High School, with $1,000 scholarships. Brainer will attend Humboldt State University, and Malarkey will attend UCLA. The Kiwanis Club holds a series of fundraisers throughout the year to raise money for the annual scholarships for deserving students. And in Fortuna, it was a case of an unscheduled recess with a happy ending. Fortuna police and volunteer firefighters responded to Fortuna High School on Tuesday morning after a fire alarm was triggered in the school library. The school was evacuated while the situation was surveyed, and it was soon determined that there was no fire. The ballast from an overhead light had overheated, and the all clear was sounded. Much to the chagrin of the students, class was back in session again. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.